Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I'm going to do a little segment called A Tale of Two Markets. This is what's happening right now in the Toronto real estate market. This might be happening in your market as well. So pay attention because it might just be, add in another city name for, instead of Toronto, add in your city name. It might be happening exactly the same way. So right now, I'm actually reviewing properties for a client of mine who's selling. And instead of selling their, what they're doing right now is they're selling their home and they're deciding to move down to a condo. It's time. They've been in this home for many years. And of course, as many of you know, with Toronto, a lot of the homes here over the last 15, 20 years have become extremely valuable. And where they're going after this, again, no one knows. So all I'm talking about is as of February 17th, 2024, I'm not giving you any future predictions and I'm not telling you, you should do this, you should do this. I'm telling you, this is what this client is doing. And maybe some of it might be, so some of this information might be helpful to you. So they're in the process of selling their home with me right now, and then making the move from the home right down to, again, a two-bedroom condo in the same general area. So the good news about this is that there are right now at least two different markets happening simultaneously. And you probably won't hear about these in the media because it's not something that everybody is aware of because not everybody's involved with it. So for those of us who are behind the scenes, I like to give you a little bit of a bit of insight on that so that you see what's really happening. So for homes in most areas, there are definitely, less homes available than buyers looking. And that's something that with listings in different parts of the city, I can tell you for a fact in many areas of the East End, especially where I specialize, those listings are definitely not, there's definitely more buyers looking. So it's a seller's market right now in most of the East End areas that I handle. However, and that's for homes, but when you're talking about condos and lofts, for example, in, again, the same general area, and I'm talking about the Danforth, many areas of Scarborough, basically this East End area. I'm not really discussing downtown or anything like that. So what's happening here is it's definitely more of a buyer's market. So those properties that are listed in these areas, very few, if any, are selling for over asking. And many of the listings that I'm reviewing daily for my clients have been on the market for a while, maybe on their third or fourth time, and still not getting any bids. So it's really important that if you're a homeowner making this move, you need to understand that there are right now two markets happening simultaneously. And because of that, you might be able to capitalize on that, meaning that you might be able to get a really, really great result for selling your home and also get a really great deal on buying your next place if you're thinking about moving to a condo or even perhaps if you're moving somewhere out of the city. This phenomenon also happens. But you really have to be in touch with what's going on in your area. So, of course, I recommend for everyone to be signed up on the soldreport.com to make sure that you're getting not just information on your property, which, of course, tells you where, what you can do, or how much money you might be able to get out of it, but also gives you insight on the postal code area that you might be looking to move, which is a super powerful tool, and it gives you these really, really deep insights on what's going on in that postal code area without having to actually live in the area. But I do recommend that when you're moving to an area, whatever it is, you should do everything possible aside from the fact that you might not be able to sleep there. You should at least try to do everything else, find out about what it's like to live there, visit that area late at night, early in the morning, You know, walk around. If you've got a pet, if you've got a dog, if you don't borrow one, do a couple of dog walks in that area. Go by the schools if your kids are going to be going to those schools. Get involved, get immersed, because if you do, you'll probably get information that you will not find online. And it can be life-changing information. It could be good stuff, but it could also be bad stuff. So you want to do that if possible, if doing any research on a new neighborhood. I've sent my clients out of town sometimes for extended long weekends. I just did it recently for this weekend. I've sent some people away to certain areas because they're doing research. I've said, go down there, pretend that you live in that area, spend a few days there, get to talk to as many people as possible. Go out at night, check things out, and just get a vibe for the area. And the good news is, for those of you who've owned property for 5 or 10 or 15 years, you've also been living for that long and you've had some life experience, and it will get a little easier to sort of sense an area the older you get. I'm sorry for those of you in your 20s that might not be able to do that yet, but after a certain point, 10, 15, 20 years in a neighborhood, you kind of know, okay, here's what I'm, interested in, here's what I like, here's what I don't like, and you're a little better at sensing it. It's just a matter of doing the reps. It's just like anything else in life, whether it's working out, whether it's practicing a skill, playing guitar, whatever it is, as long as you're doing it, for a few hundred or 1,000 hours, you're going to get better at it. So same thing goes with living in a neighborhood and maybe picking the next one. But once again, there are two different markets existing right now in Toronto, and make sure that you know which ones are to your benefit so that you can make the right move when you decide to. And if you're thinking about selling, I would strongly recommend that you consider doing it now, or at least being ready one season ahead of time, so that you can at least be in the position where you can get the buyers from one season and maybe the buyers coming into the next season, because that's how a lot of buyers work. Sometimes they just sort of passively start looking in the winter and they end up buying in the spring. So if you're on the market during that time, or if you're getting ready with me and I'm able to let people know that you're on the way, it'll be a very, very important thing, and it could help you out tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.